has joined.
Randela
has joined.
Good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll be starting in a minute or so. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gudula Chimin Ha Tati Terura. Alphabet Gimel Yutak Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amhas Fagvenu. Paharenu Nora Kurheshayan Sintetnun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimeldalit Yutkashin Barhem Taharem Rahame Sitkatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditah Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talmot
has joined.
Badiuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation.
Has joined.
Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, Bechata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from Parashat Yitro from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's known as Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Tar Tane Nandukucha Parihu Komadi Aved Leila Witata. Kolai hu kishot viovada dikshot leid lach mila bialma divae barnash vedach yale ya mine ya ulan haga veya kalana tehakuru ovada dikshot inun with kolai tsterich bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy utilizing a verse from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. This verse has the energy of peace in the Middle East. And by studying it, we connect to this energy. Wasam ti makom leami le Israel unta ti wishakam dakta willo yirgaz od willo yosifu bene avlala anoto ka asher barishoda. The energy of our current year, 5781, is the redemption. We connect to this energy by studying a verse from Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21. Udam mehem eka l'kohanim la'levim Amar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo adhe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he a yozala me be he he re yo he ko me. La awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he te he wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo a. Hey, I may, re, hey, ah, yo, yo, za. Hey, 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 may, yo, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, la, hey. Sa, a, la, re, yo, a, shi, la, may, yo, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, nu, yo. Hey, hey, shi, a, may, may. Nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, may, be, hey, pe, wa, yo. Nu, may, may, yo, yo, la, may, re, hey, may, tsa, re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me yo be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo do la yo wa me nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the fourth day of Nisan, Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg and Rabbi Yochanan Twersky of Rachmistrivka. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper.
Has joined.
Please cover your eyes as we say together. Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We now will connect to the Ani meditation. Which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life. Malchut. Yo ahini wa yo hey, yo ahini wa yo hey, yo ahini wa yo hey, yesod, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, od, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, netzach. Yahini we yohi. Yahini we yohi. Yahini we yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Yaash. Niwi yosh. Yaash. Niwi yosh. Yaash. Niwe yosh. Hesed. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Bina. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Ya aheni wa yohe. Achma. Ya aheni wa yoha. Ya aheni wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We'll now say Kaddish. Well, my computer pages closed, so we have to open them back up. One day, we will get these things fixed. But until we do, it's part of the process. And we all say Amen. Vialma divra kirute viam lich malchute beai chayechon uviomechon uvachaye de kol beit Yisrael. Ba'agal al vizman kariv. Yitvarach vishtabach vitpar vibromam vitnase vitadar vitale vitalal shemedikutsha. Leila min kol birkata vishirata. Tushbechata vinechemata. Da'amiran bialma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. Lechaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imro mal, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is Teachings from the Ari. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14. The second column from the left, when that link opens up to a landing page of all of the writings of the Ari, we scroll down to Parasha Vayikra. And the third link under Vayikra is Bringing Kingdoms to the King. That will be our class tonight. We will begin with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'achda L'Shem Yudhe Bavavhe L'Yehud Ashelim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenehu. When the landing page opens up, we begin our teaching with Kabbalah explains how all elements of creation were rectified via the temple sacrifices. As is known, the word Kabbalah means in Hebrew parallel or correspondence. Actually, it means to receive. But this is a different translation, different understanding, and we can understand how receiving relates to parallel, because the world of Zeranpin and the world of Malchut are parallel to each other, or they correspond to each other. By paralleling the different structures and elements that exist within creation, Kabbalah demonstrates its underlying unity and how all of creation reflects and expresses the same divine powers that create it. In the following exposition, we will encounter in quick succession the main conceptual structures that correspond to the four letters of the divine name, Havaya, which expresses the basic pattern of divine creative energy that sustains and informs all levels of reality. I am adding, Kabbalah actually translates as receiving. Parallel or correspondence may be correct. In my opinion, these are contrived to justify the comment and explain the Ari's essay to the people with limited background. Concerning the mitzvah of the sacrifices. After the Torah discusses the construction of the tabernacle, in the Torah portions of Truma, Tetzaveh, Itisa Vayechel in Pikudei, it begins to discuss the ritual of the sacrifices that are offered in the tabernacle. This is the subject of Parashat Vayikra. As is known, the divine name Havaya hints to the five principal partsufim of the world of Atzilut as follows. The upper thorn of the Yud corresponds to Arichantin, the Yud to Abba, the He to Ima, the Vav to Zerantin, and the final He to the Nukva of Zerantin. The following chart summarizes the correspondences between the Sephirot and the Partsufim that develop out of them. Adding the correspondence between the Partsufim and the letter of God's name. The Sephirah in Tohu, then there's the Partsuf in the world of Tikkun, and the name Havaya. So the Keter is the Sephirah in Tohu. Atik Yomim is the Partsuf in the world of Tikkun. The Ancient of Days is the meaning of Atik Yomim. And it is coming from the upper thorn of the Yud. The second level of Keter is Arich Anpin, the long face. Hakma connects to Abba, which is father, and to the balance of the Yud, essentially the Yud. Bina is Ima, or mother, and that connects to the upper Hay. The mountains are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. This is the upper triangle of Zerantin. The legs are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, the lower triangle of Zerantin. This is known as the small face and connects to the Vav of Hashem's name. The Malchut is the Nukva, the female of Zerantin, and it represents the Hay. And I am adding, I'm explaining that I added some words to the chart above to help identify Partsufim names and relate them to the Sephirot. What is a Partsufim? To students of Kabbalah, a Partsufim is a structure of 10 Sephirot. That structure is thought of as a completion state, or a state of completion, but not the permanent completion. Atik Yomim is not alluded to explicitly in the name of Havaya, since it is considered the inner dimension of the outer partsuf of Keter, which is Arichantin. Now, corresponding to these, the Holy One, blessed be He, created five kingdoms in this physical world. The silent, or the inanimate, or mineral world, the vegetable world, the animal world, and the articulate, which is speaking, or man, and then the soul. Creation unfolds through successive levels of consciousness of Hashem. Creation unfolds through successive levels of consciousness of Hashem. Each of these levels is called a world. And every world is thus simply a projection of the preceding one onto a lower spiritual level. Thus, even our physical world reflects the spiritual structure of the highest spiritual realm, the world of Atzilut. The fact that the elements of this world may be organized into different kingdoms in accordance with the level of life they exhibit means that this hierarchy exists as well in the spiritual realms. The Arizal here tells us that the five kingdoms correspond to the five partsufim of the world of Atzilut from which they descend. There are many ways in which these correspondences are evident. Malchut is described as possessing nothing of its own, i.e., whatever content it possesses, it receives from the other Sephirot. In this sense, it may be considered to be silent or inanimate. The most invisible indication of a person's growth is his emotional behavior. The emotions, hesed to yesod, are the context in which a person's maturity develops. Although there is also a difference between a mature intellect and an immature one, the most visible indication of a person's growth and development on the ladder of humanity is his emotional behavior. The emotions are thus the vegetative aspect of the personality, that which exhibits growth and development. The intellect, the chief sephirah of which is Bina, is the source of vitality and animation in a person. Only when a person understands the importance and significance of something does he get animated about it and pursue it. Thus, the sephirah of Bina is manifest in the world as the animal kingdom. The insight, which is Chachma of wisdom, which recognizes the divine element of reality, is what differentiates man from animal. Thus, the manifestation of Chachma in this world is the human being. Finally, the spiritual intent and purpose of creation, embodied in the Sephirah of Keter, manifests itself in the spiritual consciousness of man itself, his divine soul. And here is another chart. The Sephirah in Tohu, the Partsuf in Tikkun, the name Havaya, and what is the kingdom it is related to. So the Keter is connected to Atik Yomim, the Ancient of Days, and it connects to the upper thorn of the Yud and to the soul. The second part of Keter is Arichanpin, known as the long face. Chachma is Abba, which is the father, and it connects to the Yud and to human beings, mankind. Bina is Ima, which is the mother, and that connects to the animal world with the hay, the upper hay. Chesed Gevura Tiferet Netzach Hoden Yesod Seran Pin, the small face, connects to the Vav and to the vegetable kingdom. The Malchut is the Nukva, the female of Zeranpin, and is the lower hay of Hashem's name. And the lower hay connects to the mineral world, the inanimate world. Now, from each of the four lower levels, there are elements that need to be elevated and refined. All of these elements were rectified by the sacrifices. All the worlds that were created subsequent to the world of Atzilut were constructed out of the fallen remains of the shattered world of Tohu, the immature version of Atsilut. These divine sparks from the world of Tohu are embedded within all aspects and facets of reality in all of the lower worlds, including, of course, the lowest one, our physical world. By using any particular element of reality for a divine purpose, the spark enlivening it is released from its existential entrapment in anti-spirituality and ascends back to its source. Spiritualizing reality in the process. When all the sparks have been liberated in this way, the world will have attained its maximal spiritual potential, and Mashiach will come. I'm adding, please realize that the word that is better to be used for the three lower worlds is formed and not created. The temple is the microcosm of creation. The prototypical example of this process is the sacrificial service in the Holy Temple. The temple is the microcosm of creation, and the rites performed within it are both symbolic and of actualizations of the wider divine service that mankind performs in the world at large. To wit, salt is a mineral, and through it the mineral kingdom is rectified. The wine and the oil offered with the sacrifices are rectifying the vegetable kingdom. The animals rectify the animal kingdom. The confession of the animal's owner recited over the animal corresponds to the articulate kingdom, the world of speaking, which is man. The intention of the priest while he was offering the sacrifice corresponds to the soul within man. Through these five aspects of the sacrifice, the four kingdoms are elevated. All animal sacrifices were salted when they were offered on the altar. Wine and oil were also offered along with most animal sacrifices. Immediately before the animal is slaughtered, the owner of the sacrifice must confess his sins or express his thanksgiving and joy to Hashem. The intention of the priest while offering the sacrifice is an essential aspect of the rite. If something is amiss in his intentions, it can render the sacrifice invalid. These five aspects of the sacrifice are the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama, the chaya, and the yeshidah. In addition to manifesting themselves in the spiritual reality of the world and the proto-material reality of the spiritual worlds, the five partsufim correspond to the five aspects of the spiritual reality of creation, known as the divine soul. They thus correspond as well to the five aspects of the sacrifice. We're adding another level to our chart, another column to our chart. So the Sefirah in Tohu is the Partsuf in Tikkun, which is the name Havaya, which is the aspect of the sacrifice, which is the level of the soul. The Keter, which is Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days, the upper thorn of the Yud, is the intention of the priest, and it is known as the Yechidah, The Keter, which is Atik Yomim, the Ancient of Days, is the upper thorn of the Yud, the intention of the priest. And this is related to Yechidah. The second level of the Keter, which is Arechantin, is the long face. Chachma is Abba, which is the father, which is the Yud, which is the confession. And the confession relates to the higher level of the soul. Bina is Ima, which is the mother, the letter He, the upper He, the animal, represents the level of the soul of Neshama. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod is all Zerantin, the small face and the Vav. It's coming from the oil and the wine, which is the Ruach level of soul. And the Malchut, which is the Nukva, the female of Zerantin, the lower hay, is rectified by the salt and the level of the Nefesh. Fire is a symbol for Malchut. The Nefesh equals life force, is the behavioral aspect of the soul, and thus corresponds to the Sephirah of Malchut. The expression of the higher Sephirot, the Ruach, which equals spirit, is the emotional aspect of the soul, and thus corresponds to the emotional Sephirot. The emotional Sephirot equals the midot, the characteristics, the character traits, relating from chesed to yesod. Neshama, which means breath of life, is the intellectual aspect of the soul. This is the chaya, the living one, is the soul's innate wisdom. And the yechidah equals the solitary, or the single one, is the soul's identity within Hashem's essence. This is the mystical meaning of the verse describing the sacrifices, a fire offering, an aroma that is pleasing to Hashem. An aroma pleasing to Hashem. As we will now explain, the word a fire offering in Hebrew, ishei, corresponds to nefesh, since it is the feminine. This word can also be read to mean woman, in Hebrew, isha. Although fire is a symbol for malchut, as in the phrase, a consuming fire, creation cannot bear the intensity of the revelation and is consumed. The word nefesh literally means blowing. This may be one conceptual link to fire, which one blows to increase. In addition, fire reduces the offering to its mineral components. Malchut, the sephirah that corresponds to the soul level of nefesh, is the feminine principle in creation. The phrase, a consuming fire, describes Hashem when revealed to creation, which, unless properly prepared, cannot bear the intensity of the revelation and is consumed by the indwelling of Hashem in creation and is the feminine aspect of God, the Shekhinah, or the divine presence. The word for aroma in Hebrew, reah, corresponds to the ruach, which in turn corresponds to the world of Yetzirah. The correspondence from the word aroma Reach, is corresponding to the Ruach, which in turn corresponds to the world of Yetzirah and the Partsuf of Zeranpin. As opposed to the bland and animate characterization of Nefesh, Ruach is characterized as colorful and fragrant, due to it being the location of the emotions. The words Reach and Ruach are also obviously cognate to each other. Cognate means sound similar. The four or five letters of the name Havaya, the five parts of Pim, the four or five kingdoms, the five aspects of the sacrifice, and the five levels of the soul all correspond, as well as the four or five worlds. We may thus expand the above charts as follows. The Sephirah and Tohu, the Partsuf and Tikkun, the name of Havaya, the name of Havaya, the aspect of sacrifice. So as we see, we're adding another column to the chart. We start with the Keter, which is Atik Yomim, the Ancient of Days, is the upper thorn of the Yud, the intention of the priest, the Yechidah level of soul, and Adam Kadmon, which translates as the primordial world. The second level of Keter is Arikan Pin, known as the Long Face. Chachma, Abba, which is Father, Yud, the confession, Kaya, the Atzilut, and that's the world of emanation. Bina, which is Ima, which is the mother, which is the hay, is the animal, which is a neshama, known as Bria and creation. Hesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Zeran, Pin, the small face, the Vav, the oil and wine, which is the Ruach, and the Yetzirah formation. Malchut is the Nukva, the female of Zeranpin, the lower hay, the salt, the Nefesh, the world of Asiya, which is the world of action. That is pleasing corresponds to the Partsuf of Ima, the Neshama of Bria, to Hashem, correspond to the inner soul of this Neshama. Corresponds to the inner soul of this Neshama, which is Abba. With it, we have constructed the full four-letter name of Havaya. This is the secret of the phrase, a sacrifice to Hashem, a sacrifice to Havaya. I'm offering sacrifice. The person submitting to me, this is the secret of the phrase, a sacrifice to Havaya. In offering a sacrifice, the person sublimates the four powers alluded to in the name of Havaya and manifests in the four kingdoms of creation, as we have mentioned. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow, we have four classes. We have our morning class studying the Aliyah. We have a 10, 11:30 class which is a Hebrew class, to study the Musar discussions, helping to improve at the level of the of permanent change of character traits. The next level, the next class is the Deep Zohar at 4:30. And at 7 o'clock, we have questions and answers. So I hope you'll bring some questions with you. Or you may ask them now. Are there any questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful evening. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom.